That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, Abner hit upon the plan of slipping another mouse into one of Dr. Roller's scientific traps in order to make him think he'd caught the elusive Clyde and thus encourage him to leave the store. However, before Abner was able to put his plan into action, Lum discovered a mouse, presumably Clyde, in one of his traps, which sent Dr. Roller away in joyous triumph, but which stirred up such emotion and sorrow in Abner that the poor old fellow fainted. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, folks, throughout the year, there are always a great many people troubled with colds. Now, your chance of escaping a cold is not very great. That's why you should be prepared. Yes, when a cold happens along, be prepared to enjoy the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. And here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for prompt relief from that miserable ache-all-over feeling. B, be wise. Beware of drafts and overheated rooms. Eat wisely and dress comfortably. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy, sore throat, which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. So try Alka-Seltzer next time a cold makes you miserable. Keep an ample supply on hand all the time. And for economy's sake, ask your druggist for the large 60-cent package. It contains more than three times as many Alka-Seltzer tablets as the smaller Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store, eagerly questioning Abner about the whole episode. Listen.
Now, let me get this thing straight, Abner. Was it Clyde in that trap or wasn't it?
No, Grandpapa. I just told you it weren't Clyde. I just thought it was him.
Well, who was it then?
Well, I don't know what his name was. It's just some mouse that Lum put in there. Just some stranger mouse, I reckon.
Not even related to Clyde, huh?
Not as far as I know. See, now, here's a peculiar thing. Lum got the same idea as me.
Yeah, what idea is that?
The one about getting some other mouse and slipping it in the trap while Dr. Roller weren't looking, so that Dr. Roller'd think he'd caught Clyde and leave the store.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure it worked. Old Dr. Roller taken out here like the happiest man you ever seen. It worked good.
Well, what are you kicking about then?
I ain't kicking, Grandpap. I was just saying that it was peculiar that both me and Lum got the same idea. Oh, what's the use of trying to explain it to you? I'm just getting the arguments all
over. Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on.
I don't want to argue.
Get this thing straight in my head, Abner. It's one thing about me. I like to get the whole story, and I like to get it straight.
Grandpap, I've told you the whole thing 1,000 or 100... Or, wait a minute, there comes Lum. Get him to explain it to you. I'm tired of joining.
Well, let's see now. Clyde's dead, ain't he?
Oh, my God.
Or did he leave town?
No, it was Dr. Roller that left town. Clyde's alive and well and happy and healthy, feeling fine.
Good morning, Abner.
Oh, howdy, Lum.
How you feeling by now?
Why, I don't know, hardly.
Hello there, Grandpap. Howdy, Lum.
Feeling all right, I reckon.
Your head, too?
Yeah.
You got quite a bump on it when you fainted and fell down yesterday.
Yeah, well, it went down. I'm all right. Did you talk to Eugene Blevin this morning?
Yeah, but Granny's he wants too dad blame much to fix up the store.
He does, huh?
I don't know who else we can get, though. He's the only good carpenter in town.
Well, why don't we get Dr. Roller to pay for it? He was the one that tore the place up this way.
No, I don't want to have nothing more to do with him. He's too hard a man to get shut of.
Well, what are we going to do then, Lum? Can't leave the store looking like this. No floor in it. Doggies, you can see right down to the dirt through there.
I know. It looks awful.
Somebody's going to break their neck walking along them tube of sixes there.
Well, we have to put some boards across there. That's all there are to it.
We better. I went skidding across there this morning. I thought I was playing hopscotch for a few minutes.
We just have to go ahead and get Eugene, I reckon. I don't know where we're going to get the money to pay him, though.
Well, there ain't much cash in the cash drawer. I know that.
Wish there was some way we could make a batch of money in a hurry.
I've been looking for that same thing all my life.
Charlie Redfield made a batch of money the other day.
Well.
Yes, sir, that's what we need right now is some extra cash.
Yeah.
Get the store fixed up and get some of our bills paid and restock the merchandise.
Yeah, be the finest thing at all. Well, let's see. How could
old Charlie Redfield made himself a nice little batch of money.
Grandpap, don't interrupt us. We're trying to study here.
Wait a minute. What'd you say, Grandpap?
Well, been a year.
Charlie Redfield made some money? Yeah, that's what he done.
Well, if he made some money, I dog as anybody could. There's the laziest one human in town.
Tell us how he done it, Grandpap. Might give us an idea.
More likely got to inherit from a rich uncle or something.
No, he sold a chair.
A chair?
Yeah. And the curious part of it is that the chair weren't no good, neither.
I ain't surprised.
Paying it off on somebody. It was an old battered-up thing he'd had sitting around up in the attic there.
Well, we got some old chairs over at Ollie's, but we couldn't make enough money out of them, Grandpap. Don't believe they'd bring you over a dollar a piece. They'd bring you that much.
Well, that's where you're wrong. This fellow that Charlie sold his to give him $75 for it.
Well, we got to start... One chair?
Yes, sir.
$75?
That's what I said.
Well, he must be an idiot.
Oh, no doubts about it.
Oh, he's lost his spoke there someplace.
He said he wanted to buy it because it was what did he call it? Chippydale or Chipdale, I believe it was.
Chipdale.
Yeah, and it sure was, too, chipped all over.
$75?
Why, you could tell by looking at it, it wasn't worth a dime. Made out of that old-timey solid wood.
Well.
None of that new, up-to-date, good-looking veneer on it. Or not that light-colored mission oak.
Yeah, that's
not like the furniture they make nowadays.
Well, I do know. Well, that feller must be catched for all I can see. Then
well,
he's
wait
lost
a minute.
His mark.
I bound you that feller is one of them antique collectors.
Lost
yeah, I believe that's what he did call himself. Antique dealer or some pigeon-toed thing like that.
What in the world is that?
Well, that's a feller that goes around buying up a lot of old stuff and selling it.
You mean a junk man?
Well, no, not exactly.
That's what the junk man does.
I know, but the difference is the antique dealer charges you about 50 times as much.
Oh.
Things I believe that's giving me a idea, though.
Lom, you know good and well we can't go around paying $75 for old broke-down chairs.
I don't mean that. I mean we'll find some old antiques and sell them to that friend of Charlie's. I know we could dig up some better antiques than Charlie did.
Dig up?
Granny, will you get hold of that fella's name for us, Grandpap? Yeah, sure. Just on my way over to Charlie's anyway.
Yeah, where are we going to do this digging, Lom?
Up in your attic.
Huh?
Well, I don't mean with shovels. I mean looking around up there.
Oh?
All that old junk you got stored up there, we're bound to find some old valuable antiques amongst it.
Valuable junk up in my attic?
Yes, sir. And quick as we get done working, we're going right over there and start looking.
Doggies, Lom, I don't believe there's a single chair up here, sure as the world.
Well, I told you it don't have to be chairs necessary.
I've looked in every corner of this attic. There used to be some up here. I reckon Elizabeth got shut of them. Might have busted them up in the kindling wood. I don't know.
Well, antiques can be anything. It's old.
Huh?
Old and authentic. I think that's what they're looking for. Ain't that right, Grandpap?
I don't know, Lom. I know Charlie has sold other old junk-sized chairs to that feller, though.
Like what, for instance, Grandpap?
Oh, I don't know. I forget just now.
Doggies, here I am up here looking my head off, and I don't know yet what we're looking for. Start kicking stuff over here and don't know whether I found it or not.
Well, I ain't for sure myself. All I know is that it has to be something old and sort of broke down.
Well, let's sell them Grandpap, then. There's the best
Oh, no,
I
you
thought.
Don't. I come pretty high. I want more than $75 for me.
More
but it has to mean something. Have some connections with history.
History, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. I seen one of Little Pearl's history books right over here in that box there a while ago when she's in the third reader,
I recollect what one of the things was that Charlie sold him. It was an old musket.
Musket?
Yeah, it weren't worth 2 cents, but this feller gave a good price for it. Muzzle was bent and a powder horn that went with it was cracked in two, might not, and couldn't have shot nothing with it.
What in the world did he want that for? Low me, I've got a good one. I'll sell him.
Oh, he wanted this one because it was used in some certain battle in the Civil War, or Pea Ridge or something. He seemed to think that made it valuable.
Well, if that's what he wants, there's a whole trunk full of Civil War junk sitting right over here. Papa left it over here. Don't know where he got all this stuff, but it's right in here in that trunk.
Well, Granny,
right,
maybe that's just what we're looking for. Is
I
it
doubt
long?
It, I doubt it, Mom. I don't know. I'll look here. Let me try it, Mom. Yeah, it's locked, I'm afeard. I ain't got no key for it either. Wait a minute. Here it comes. It's opening. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, camphor.
Don't reckon he'd want to buy none of them old things in there, though, do you? Look at that junk.
They're old enough, I'll say that for them.
Oh, yeah, they're old.
Move over, Abner. Let me see what's in there. Got your head right square enough.
Oh, excuse me. There's that old Confederate Union farm there. That's no good. It's full of mothballs. Them mothballs sure do attract them all, don't they? Look there.
Let me see that uniform.
That's no good. Here, take it, take it.
Yeah, how about that sword in there?
Well, now, that ought to be worth something. Let me look at that.
No, no, my second thought, it ain't. It's in too good a condition. It's got to be more broke down in that.
Well, maybe we could bend it up and hack it around a little bit.
Yeah, feels you're right about this coat. It's too far gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Buttons on it might be worth something, though. Maybe I'll just pull them off of there.
Go ahead, I don't care. What else you find there, Grandpap?
You can't even pull a button off that, ripping the whole thing to pieces. Looky there.
Yeah, wait a minute. There's a necktie there. I believe I can still wear that. Let me see
that.
For
goodness sakes, what in the world is this?
Huh?
Look at there. Piece of canvas sewed in the lining there. Looky there.
What?
Got some writing on it. Looks sort of like a map.
A map?
I believe that's what it is. Looky there. That's giving directions just to shore as the world. Look there, it says Pine Ridge on there.
Pine Ridge?
Maybe buried treasures for all we know.
Sure enough.
Might be. Wait a minute. There's a name on it here. Captain Charles Quantrell.
Never heard of him.
Wait a minute. Quantrell, I've heard of him. Quantrell and his raiders.
Huh?
Swept over Kansas and part of Arkansas during the Civil War. Sure, I read all about him.
You say he was actually in Arkansas, Grandpa?
Oh, yeah. 1863. I read all about that. Him and his men collected all kinds of valuables in them raids he made. Captain Charles Quantrell.
All sorts of valuables?
Well, do you recollect anything about where he's burying them or any treasure or anything? No, but I'll tell you this. If he buried any around here, it's more than likely still here because he was killed in Kentucky in May 1865. Never reckon so.
I know. Did you hear that, Lum?
Yeah. I granted this might be just a wild goose chase, Abner, but it's worth a try.
What's that?
We'll get hold of Cedric, and quick as it gets daylight, we're going to start out. If there's any buried treasure around here, we'll...
Well, here we go. I'm inclined to agree with Lum that it might be a wild goose chase, but then who can tell? So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, have you ever had this experience? You go to bed at the usual time, you seem very tired, but somehow you just can't sleep. Nervous tension keeps you awake and you turn, fret, and worry through the night. You worry about the next day's work, about the children and how unmanageable they've been lately. And the black hours of the night drag along into the gray of the morning, but still no sleep. Well, friends, next time nervous tension threatens to bring you a night like this, try Miles Nervine. Thousands upon thousands of folks take Miles Nervine at a time like this because it's mild, dependable, and effective. It's a sedative that helps ease nervous tension. It soothes overwrought nerves and brings relaxation and sleep. So get Miles Nervine from any druggist in either the effervescent tablets or the liquid. Caution, use only as directed. Then next time you can't get to sleep because of nervous tension, relax with Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.